Welcome to What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot in these markets this morning?
Well, I guess you have to look and say, you know, literally what's hot is South America weather as we continue to hear the forecast calling for 105 degree temps, not just for one or two days. They're talking about this lasting 5 days or more, which, you know, that is going to put some pretty good stress on that crop. And there is rain in the forecast for afterward, but at this point, with these temperatures come into play with very little subsoil moisture, it's going to do some damage to the crop. We saw what it was like up here in the Northern Plains in June, but we only had about 5-6 days of 90-degree temps. This is going to surpass that, and it's going to do some damage. And it's helped to push soybeans and corn back up to the upper end of the ranges and push new crop soybeans to new highs the end last week.
Sure. And they're starting harvest in northern Brazil, and too wet.
Exactly. I mean, you're looking at too wet conditions as far as the northern region is concerned. They continue to get inundated with rain. Their quality is starting to drop, and it's delaying the harvest. Now, they're not worried because they're 20 days ahead of normal. And now, of course, once they get these beans harvested, they go in and plant their second corn crop, the Safrinha corn crop. If that continues to be a wet pattern, we could see delayed planting, and that could lower the potential of the corn crop.
Sure. What's hot, or what's not hot with these markets then, Randy?
Well, you have to look at the wheat markets in general, and especially Minneapolis is not very hot right now. We seem to have run our course in the short term. Wheat has very little demand. I mean, we're at the lowest demand pace in history, or the second lowest demand pace in history for wheat. As far as exports are concerned, that's continuing to put some pressure on. Winter wheat conditions continue to decline, but right now we're not worried about it until the crop comes out of dormancy. So wheat's in a little bit of trouble.
That's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.